This episode is brought to you by one of my favorite brands as a mom of three, Bobby's. Bobby's USDA organic, European-inspired infant formulas were created by moms who couldn't find a formula that met their standards, so they decided to make one themselves. Like the moms who started Bobby, I found it so difficult by the time I had my second son to find formula that met the clean label standards that I was looking for. I had used other brands in the past with my oldest son, but I was not satisfied at all. I couldn't pronounce some of the things on the label. I wasn't confident that I was giving my son the best nutrition, and it was very frustrating. And that led me down the rabbit hole of finding a better formula. And that's how I actually came across Bobby. I love that they had a full suite of recipes along with their certifications. They were USDA Organic, EU Organic, Clean Label Project Purity Award, and Clean Label Project Certified Pesticide Free. They had awards such as their Baby List 2025 Top Choices Organic Formula and being named a 2025 Top Choice by Consumer Reports. As a mom who combo fed, I also loved how inclusive they were, and they supported all feeding journeys, whether breastfeeding, combo feeding, or exclusively using formula. So after all of this research, I knew that Bobby was the formula that I wanted to use with my children. And best of all, my son loved it. We didn't have all of the issues that we had with previous brands. And now that I have a new baby, I know that should I ever need or want to use formula, Bobby will be my go-to any of their products. If you want to feed with confidence too, head to HiBobby.com. That's HiBobby.com to find the formula trusted by parents and loved by their babies, 700,000 and counting. Hey, y'all, I am so excited to tell you about my new devotional that we just released. It's called Business Meetings with God. Business Meetings with God is a 90-day devotional for faith-based entrepreneurs. This ain't your average devotional, y'all. If you've been listening to this show long enough, then you know how I feel about making God the CEO and about not having your faith and business being separate. If he knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb, if he has plans to prosper you, not to harm you, and to give you hope in the future, then it is your job, it is our job to seek him on what those plans are and to seek his guidance on how to see that plan through. And so that's why I created this devotional, because I wanted to give you a tool, something that you can practically use in your time with God to finally bridge that gap once and for all. You can get yours at blessedandbossedup.com/devotional, or you can just go ahead and click that link that's in the show notes. On top of that, though, you guys, to help you stay accountable during your business meetings, we're hosting a 10-day challenge. It's going on from August 2nd through the 11th. Here's what you can expect. Corporate prayer with women who are on fire for God, daily video prompts from me to get your mind flowing through the challenge, a session called How to Practically Walk with God that's happening with my girl, Kavaya Watrice of the She Who Was Called mobile app and the co-host of Our Society. You also get a business Q&A session that's happening with me. And on top of all of that, you get access to our Business Meeting with God bundle, which includes 3 masterclasses that are centered around faith and business. You can join by texting code BLESSED to 855-773-1057. I'll put the number in the show notes. I know some of y'all might be driving, so don't crash. Everything is there for you, but lock this number in, lock me in. It's going to be me texting you back. When you text BLESSED to that number, you get 20% off your devotional. So visit blessedandbossedup.com/devotional to purchase. And remember, text code BLESSED to 855-773-1057 to receive 20% off. This episode is brought to you by Felix Gray. Now more than ever, Americans are spending more time on computers, phones, tablets, gaming, and so many other sources of blue light. Felix Gray glasses are not like other blue light lenses. Felix Gray lenses filter 15 times more blue light that can make screen time tough on the eyes and disruptive to sleep. They have non-prescription and prescription available. Check them out now at felixgrayglasses.com/blessed. I always feel my screen time in my neck, in my shoulders. I'm sore. I get migraines a lot of the times. And that's because of how much time I spend looking at a screen and not having the proper lenses to filter out this blue light. But thankfully, Felix Gray fixed that for me. Get yourself a pair of glasses made for the 21st century and designed for modern, hardworking eyes. You have nothing to lose except maybe some eye strain or some back strain like me. Go to felixgrayglasses.com/blessed for the best blue light glasses on the market. That's felixgrayglasses.com/blessed. Free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. FelixGray.com/blessed. Let's start this show. You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today's episode, I really just want to talk to you guys and share with you something that I believe God wants me to communicate today. And it's interesting because I had like all of these different drafts, I guess is the best word, of a show outline to come and talk about. So I have like this list in my phone of different show topics, things that come up as I'm writing, as I'm praying, that I want to bring to the podcast. And so then I just couldn't get settled with completing any of them. And so I'm like, okay, God, like, what's up? I've been doing this for long enough. So the fact that I'm not settled enough on any of these to record for this episode, surely there's something else I need to talk about. So I went and cut on some prophetic worship instrumental music, and I just spoke in tongues and just waited for God to let me know what we're talking about. And a few minutes of me doing that, all I heard was protect your space. And I want to talk to you guys about the importance of protecting your space. And I believe God wants me to affirm a lot of you guys in the sense of you have something very special, very unique, very precious that God has given you. And what happens is when we don't have the external validation of that specialness. And so in today's world, it looks like followers or money or the success of what our business is that is, I guess, is the proof or the receipts of what God has given us. But some of you guys, because you don't have, you're not able to check certain things off of your goals list, is causing you to doubt the uniqueness and the magnitude of who God has called you to be and the things that He's called you to create. And I wanted to just speak person to person, woman to woman, speak really to that powerhouse on the inside of you, because I really have found myself in this situation a lot. Like, not even just before the podcast took off or the business became successful, like even now, to where I have to constantly remind myself of the magnitude of who God has created me to be. And I do that because I have to protect my space. And so when you have these insecurities or you're not confident and settled in who God has created you to be, you then become vulnerable and susceptible to the counterfeits, the leeches, and the spirits that the enemy will send to throw you off course and to demolish that special thing, that gift, that preciousness that's on the inside of you. And I've experienced this a few times, and I'm so grateful for God, because even in the midst of me all of the time not really being settled and confident in who He called me to be, He has always given me the gift of discerning the spirits. And so that's one thing that I want you to pray about in this season of your life when it comes to protecting your space. I want you to pray for the gift of discerning the spirits. God reminded me the other day of how He has saved me from so many situations where my lack of confidence would have opened me up to the wrong people. And the instance that I'll share happened at a church. And
I was in a space where I was looking for a church home. So I was going to different places. This was before the pandemic. I was going to different churches, different places, and just figuring out, you know, where it is that God wants me to be planted at, because I like to be a part of a community. I like to go to church. It just got to be the right place because I ain't got time. But I went to this place. The people were very nice. I went a couple of times, actually. People were very, very nice. I enjoyed the services and things of that nature. So it came around for the time to tithe. And at that time, I gave my 10%. The 10% was over like $1,000-something. And I didn't make a fuss out of it. I think I paid online, and this was on like an off day. I wasn't even at the church that day. And so the pastor of the church actually had messaged me and thanked me for my donation. So didn't think anything of that. I was like, cool. Then maybe a couple of weeks or a month or so later, the leadership of the church has sent me like a video. And it was pretty much like a video of them. And it wasn't like I was on an email list and this video came up, was sent to everybody. This was sent to me personally. And I noticed that the leadership, before that, I noticed that the leadership like started following me on social media and everything. And I was like, okay. I mean, not necessarily a red flag, but all right, y'all watching my stuff and following me and all of that. Okay. Not necessarily a red flag, but an eyebrow raise. So then after I tithed, I got this message of this video that basically was a video asking for money. Like, it's the best way that I could put it. It wasn't as explicit as, can you give us some more money? It was more so of like, we're raising funds or some type of generalized video. But the gist of it was asking for money. I ignored it. And then at that point, I decided I wasn't going to go back, because these things coupled together felt like a red flag to me, to where I was like, okay, I can't put my finger on it. And that's what happens with the gift of discerning the spirit. Sometimes you can readily identify the spirit that's operating on the inside of somebody. But at that time, I didn't necessarily have the language or the knowledge to call a specific spirit out, but I had enough sense to know I'm not going back here, because based on these patterns of behaviors, I feel like they want something from me or want to use me for something. This episode is brought to you by Helium 10. A new way to make money online by starting an Amazon business has really emerged lately, and Helium 10 wants to tell you how to embark on this smart career where you call the shots. The best way to work from home and be your own boss is becoming an Amazon seller. Amazon isn't just an online superstore. It's actually a marketplace that connects Amazon buyers and Amazon sellers. And anyone can become a seller thanks to Fulfillment by Amazon, or FBA, and to Helium 10 software. With FBA, Amazon handles the complicated and expensive parts of running a business, like receiving inventory, warehouse storage, shipping, and even customer returns. And over half of the products sold on Amazon are by everyday, normal folks using FBA. But there are several key steps to ensuring success, and that's where Helium 10 comes in. Helium 10 is an all-in-one software suite designed to help people just like you launch, build, and manage a profitable business on Amazon. Helium 10 is like a business in a box. It has all the tools and training to guide your journey to personal and financial independence. No invention or big idea required. Helium 10 will find you the right product to sell and handle so many other aspects of your business. Plus, the startup costs for launching a business on Amazon are much smaller than you think, a fraction of what other ventures may require. I'm really excited about Helium 10 because I'm an Amazon consumer. And so if I can get on the other side and make some money, especially with all the money that I spend there, it's a win-win situation. Helium 10 has been used by over 1 million people worldwide. Work when you want and from wherever you want by taking advantage of this incredible offer with Helium 10. Get 50% off your first month of a Helium 10 Platinum account when you go to helium10.com/blessed. That's helium10.com/blessed. Don't wait. Get 50% off your first month. Go to helium10.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. And so I just let it go. I didn't even think twice about it, just didn't go back. My suspicions were really confirmed not too long ago. I talked to someone I know who goes there, and they were telling me how the leadership at the church were asking about me, like, oh, how's Tatum? And they were asking about me not now, as I've been gone for a while, but they were asking about me during this same time period. They asked the friend that went there about me a long time ago. It was around that same time where I had donated the money. They just never said anything to me. So I was like, okay. Now I know. Usually I run things past my husband's, like, okay, am I overanalyzing? Like, what's up? He was like, nah, that is fishy. And it was interesting because they didn't ask about him. He and I went together. We go everywhere together. Like, they didn't ask, how's Tatum and BJ? They didn't reach out to us collectively. It was, how's Tatum? What's up with Tatum? And being all involved in what I'm doing online. And so I was like, you know what, God, I thank you, because I was so vulnerable in a sense of looking for a community to plant in, that if it wasn't for the gift of discerning the spirits, then I wouldn't have recognized this. And I would have been used going to a place where I'm looking to get poured into. And it's not to say that I won't use my gifts and talents in the house of God, but it has to be the place that God has planted me in. And so I didn't feel that I was planted in that place. And then those red flags really sealed the deal for me. But God really brought that back to my memory. And not even just that, but other things. Like, there have been people that I've met over the last, I've been an entrepreneur since 2015. There have been people that I've met over the last 6 years who have tried to attach themselves to me because they see, they can see and be confident, recognize the gift in me that I can't see, realize, and be confident in myself. And so it's such a warfare strategy, and it's so imperative that as these powerful people, these purposeful women, powerhouse women that God has called us to be, we have to protect our space, and we have to be settled in our gifting. And so I wanted to just give this episode, we're not even going to be long, but I want to encourage you to protect your space, get confident, and get settled in your gift. And understand that even if you don't have those or see those external factors that may validate that gift for you, be confident anyway. The thing about humility, I believe that a lot of times we humble ourselves into insecurity or try to downplay everything that we do. And I'm very much so guilty of this myself. But as I was researching and studying humility, humility is us just knowing that without God, we're nothing. But confidence, as long as your confidence is in him and not self-righteousness, then be that. Brag on him. Understand that you're that girl because you're that girl that God created. Understand that even in the quirks and the things that are different about you that make you stand out, you still are royalty. You're still a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. You were called to be set apart. And while the money and the followers or the influence or the affluence may not be reflective of the things that God has placed on the inside of you, we don't wait to get those things for us to be confident, because that's not faith. Faith is confidence in things hoped for and assurance about things unseen. And faith is proven by your ability to believe and act on what God has placed inside of you before you see it manifest in the natural. And so for some of you guys, I believe that God wanted me to give you this message to protect your space, because in protecting your space, you're going to protect your faith. You're going to protect your legacy. You're going to protect your dream. You're going to protect the vision. You're going to protect that precious thing that God has placed on the inside of you. Protect it. Don't try to judge a God thing by the world's standard of success. He will make your name great. He will go before you and make crooked paths straight. He will make a seat for you at a table in front of your enemies. He will establish your plans. He will never be made out to be a liar. So whatever it is that you're trusting and believing in God for, have confidence in that and protect it. Protect yourself. And protect, again, what God has placed on the inside of you. That's why I said last week, don't let the world or anybody make you feel like doing what God is calling you to do in this season isn't enough. We have to protect ourselves. And I know that it's easier said than done, but it's not impossible, and we have to commit to it. Because what other option do we have? Be regular? Be average? I would hate to live a life where I do all of these things and I never do the thing that I was born to do. It's my biggest fear in life to get to the gates. And God says, well, this is what you've done, but this is what I have for you. There's no do-overs at that point. There's no, oh God, can I go back? Like, can you give me another mama's womb to get put in and try this again? Like, there's no going back at that point. And so, yeah, it's easier said than done, but it's not impossible. And what other choice do we have? The alternative to me is not worth it. The alternative of building this business and doing life the world's way and rubbing shoulders with whoever because of whatever, like, it's not worth it. Being outside of the will of God is not worth it. It leads to destruction. It builds up empires that don't stand. It's not worth it. So you have to protect yourself, sis, because we're going to see this thing through, okay? We're going to see this thing through. Here are a couple things that you can do to protect yourself and your faith. So the first thing I want you to do is surround yourself with good news. The Bible says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of Christ. Or some translations say faith comes by hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ. It's really hard to not have faith when you hear so many stories about people who have faith and the outcomes of it. When you hear so many testimonies, when you hear people who are in the same season as you, where you may be in a vulnerable space and need to protect yourself, hearing other testimonies of people like you, it's hard to not be faithful in that time, right? And so a good strategy for you to make sure you're protecting that faith and that thing that God is giving you is to surround yourself by these stories. And so it can be things like, of course, listening to this podcast, or I would even go into the word of God, period. If you go to Hebrews 11:11-1 gives you the definition of faith, but later on in the chapter, it just gives story after story after story of people who moved by faith and who were rewarded for their faith. The Bible says that it is impossible to please God without faith. So you protecting yourself, you protecting your faith is setting yourself up to be and remain in a place that pleases God. And that's where we all need to be. Your homework is to go to Hebrews 11, and I want you to write on sticky notes, pieces of paper, whatever. Set it up as notifications to go off on your phone throughout the day. I want you to take out all of these examples that's right here in Hebrews 11, starting at 4. Put them somewhere where you can see it and be reminded of daily. Make it a part of your morning routine while you are having your morning coffee or whatever you do in the morning to gather your thoughts. Just turn here and or go to your notebook, journal, wherever you have this listed, and just read off these stories of faith. To just encourage yourself and to remind your flesh that despite what's happening in life, despite what's going on in the natural, that God has placed something on the inside of you. And so no matter how long you have to wait for it, the wait will be worth it. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If y'all see me on Instagram, y'all have been seeing this glow that I have. A lot of y'all have complimented me on it, but my skin has really been shining lately. And I used to think that my skincare goals were unattainable because, especially after pregnancy, I had acne from time to time, but mostly it was more so of the dark spots in my uneven complexion. Dermatologists were expensive, didn't have time for that. And if I was to look in a drugstore, I had no clue where to start. Thankfully, I found Curology. So whether you're trying to take control of your acne, or if acne is no longer your top skin concern, but fine lines, dark spots, occasional breakouts, or clogged pores, Curology will customize a prescription formula with active ingredients picked for you to tackle your skincare needs. It's super easy to get your treatment plan. You just answer questions online about your skin, and then you just take a couple pictures and upload them. Then Curology matches you with a licensed cosmetology provider who gets to know your skin, and if it's a good fit, you get a customized prescription cream to address your concerns. It was so easy to get my treatment plan set up. I took literally like 3 mugshot-like photos, uploaded them, and I got matched with the perfect formula. It was shipped right to my door, and it made things super easy for me. Take control of your acne dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment made for you. Go to Curology.com/blessed for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/blessed to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for all the details. Let's get back to the show. I just see so many of you guys called to big things, man, like things that are almost unfathomable. And because of the huge assignment that God has called you to, you're shrinking and you're scared because you're thinking of your capabilities or your qualifications to be able to handle or build something that big. And I just want you to increase your faith because I need you to understand that for as long as you stay in position to please God, to obey God, that you don't need to understand how you're going to get to that thing. He is going to direct you. He is going to give you the brick to lay. He is going to give you the instructions. And little by little, you're going to build this thing out. I have this huge vision, and it wasn't until recently that I actually accepted it enough to say it out my mouth. I have this huge vision to be a billionaire with a B. I talk about like multi-millions and being a millionaire and all of that because that's something that was achievable to me. It was fathomable in my head. Now, getting to the point of being a billionaire, I was like, hey, I don't really need all of that. But I'm able to now say it out my mouth and look at what God is calling me to build with my company, to build a media conglomerate. Like the media, I tell you guys all the time, the media is responsible for the soundtrack of the world. There are only a handful of media conglomerates that control 90% of what we hear and see. Only a handful. And so here I am with the audacity to want to build out or to be called to build out this media conglomerate, to be added to that handful and to do it for the kingdom of God. That's a lot. It almost sounds silly for me to even say it right now, because who does that? But I'm confident that if I just stay in position, that if I protect myself, that if I protect my heart, my mind, my spirit, my dreams, my passions, my gifts, if I just protect it and stay in position, I'm confident that God will tell me exactly what I need to do to build this thing out. And the same thing for you. The first step is to believe God. Believe that, yes, He called you. That girl from the hood, that girl from a single parent household, that guy who didn't have a father around, that person who doesn't even have a college degree. Yeah, He called you. Yeah, it's big. No, it doesn't make sense, but it's not supposed to. We can't try to rationalize a supernatural God. It's not going to work. It's just going to leave us frustrated, confused, and distract us from what it is He's calling us to do right now. So again, I want to encourage you to protect your space. I want to let you know that I see you. We see each other, okay? I want to give you a virtual hug and to just again encourage you to stay connected to God. Protect yourself. Protect yourself. Protect that thing, that vision, that business, that gift, that whatever that God is giving you. Protect it, because it's in that protection that you can maintain your faith, that you can stay in a position to please Him. So that's it. I just wanted to share my heart and what I believe God needed me to share with you guys on this episode. Make sure that you rate the show, leave us a review, follow me on Instagram at Tatum Tamia, follow the podcast at Blessed and Bossed Up, and I love you guys. I'll see you next week.